The Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio 104.4. So about a month ago, we had your sister on the phone, Rossi, and we gave her a little surprise.
Yeah.
Now, that surprise was when we spoke to Hugh Jackman when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
We informed Hugh Jackman that you, Rossi, for your sister, bought her tickets to his show.
Yeah, it was her 40th birthday on the 24th of May.
And she wasn't feeling too well, and you wanted to give her a bit of a pick-me-up. So Hugh Jackman heard this and, well, invited her to go backstage at his show.
I just want to say, really, like, my sister was in hospital recently, and to cheer her up, you just had a date to Manchester in the UK. I bought a ticket for it, and she was, like, crying. Aww. She was crying down the phone to me, so I just want to say thank you so much, and she's really looking forward to seeing you in Manchester, Aww. England as well.
Little Rossi?
No, she is. She can't wait.
What's her name?
Helen.
Helen.
Yeah.
Helen. So your brother's done you a solid, and I'll make sure I get you backstage so we can say hello.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. He's always working. Rossi, big Rossi, you've worked this, mate. This
big
is amazing.
Rossi. Mate. Not little Rossi.
No, I love that Hugh Jackman was calling you little Rossi and he didn't realize it was big Rossi.
He can call me whatever he likes.
Mate, the guy is a legend. Any time, I mean, I only had a brief moment with him and he was just legendary. The fact that he opened up that for your sister as well. Now, over the weekend it happened.
Yeah, she went there backstage to meet Hugh Jackman and she sent me a voice note actually of her experience.
Now, usually in radio, this is a 5-minute voice note. We would cut it out. We would edit a lot of this out.
Yeah.
But Pretty Eye, we just think we want you to hear this in its entirety.
In its raw form.
I think you need to learn about my mother and what she's like.
Your mom went as well, right?
There is a part of this that does...
Yeah.
Well, just it's a little warning, but it's okay. I think it's okay for right now. Everyone, have a listen to... You took that out. You beeped it. Didn't need to be beeped, mate. Okay, well, we've censored something. I don't think it should have been censored, but that's all right. Have a listen to the WhatsApp that Rossi's sister sent Rossi last night.
Last night, me and my mum went to see Hugh Jackman, you know, with the tickets that you got me for my 40th birthday. And obviously, you know, thanks to Virgin Radio, we went backstage to meet him last night. So it was amazing. We waited outside the loading bay, which was a bit odd. And then these two people with fluorescent coats came and took us in. There was a few of us, some kids as well, you know, wanting to see Wolverine and everything. So we went in backstage, went through all the backstage area, met some of the crew on the way through, and then went into this, like, sort of warehouse room, which was a bit weird. And so we stood there and I walked in and there was a woman stood with a hat on and sunglasses and I thought, I know her. So I went, I sort of looked at her and I went, but couldn't remember her name. So I was like, hi, I know you. I can't remember your name though, it begins with M. And she was like, yes, it's Maureen. I was like, oh yeah, Maureen Lipman. Maureen Lipman is on Corrie, you know, Coronation Street over in the UK. And so we started talking to her and she said she'd known Hugh for like 25 years when she met him when he was in Oklahoma or something. So we spoke to her for 15 minutes, she was lovely. And we waited to meet him and then he came in and he was so nice. He was really quite tall, actually, quite slim. I thought he looked quite slim, but like bulked up around his arms and stuff, a bit of a hairy chest hanging out, which was, you know, it's always good to see that. Tight pants, great. And so anyway, he said hi to a couple of kids and that, and then it was our turn to go forward. And I was so excited. He was dead friendly. He gave me a hug. He hugged me and said that my hair smelled nice, touched my hair. Don't think I'll ever wash my hair again. Put his hand on my shoulder. And then he was asking me, how did you come to be here tonight? So I mentioned what had happened and said, you know, big Rossi on Virgin Radio and everything, and they interviewed you. And he was like, oh, I remember those guys, Chris and Pretty and Big Rossi. They were lovely. So we were chatting about you lot for a while.
We're not halfway yet, guys.
It's so good. Keith, please listen. Okay.
And then he was talking about what the surgery that I'd had, and I was talking about Crohn's disease, which is what I've got. And he said his wife, Debs, has got Crohn's disease. So he knows how difficult it had been, and he asked me to, you know, said, make sure you get well soon. And obviously I had a badge on saying that I was 40, and he couldn't believe that I was 40, obviously. He said I didn't look 40, which was amazing. He's a good liar. And then Mum had said before we went in, I'd warned her, I said, listen, don't call him Hugh Jakeman, because that's what she's been calling him for days. Hugh Jakeman. She's been researching him, and she found out that there's a petition online with thousands and thousands of people have petitioned to get Danny DeVito to play Wolverine. So I told her, please don't mention that to him because it'll just be embarrassing. So she didn't, but she did say that she needed to f***, and I said, well, please God, don't do it when you're there. So she stood outside the loading bay and dropped a few little clangers before we went in, which was lovely. So we went in anyway, and all that, we saw all that. And then he did a video for one of our friends who's been in hospital, which was really nice. And then I said, I brought a DVD for you to sign. It's one of your older films. It's called Paperback Writer. And he went, Paperback Writer? And I went, I mean Paperback Hero. So I took the film Paperback Hero for him to sign. So he was quite shocked to see that on DVD because he said it's a really old film and he didn't think anybody had watched it. But I obviously have. So that was great. And then he gave us another hug and we had a photograph. And then we went through into the concert and we had really good views. And it was just amazing. He blew us away. It was like there was loads of music from the musicals, but he spoke all the way through and he really connected with the audience. He came out into the audience. He was really personable and friendly. And he was just a really nice person. You could tell he was enjoying it and he was just made up to be there, and he tap danced, and he was just incredible. It just blew us away. So I just wanted to say anyway, massive thanks to everybody at Virgin Radio for giving me and Mum the opportunity to go there and to meet him. It's the chance of a lifetime, so I'll never forget it. And it was just fabulous, and I had a fantastic 40th birthday. I got another little surprise off my little brother, Big Rossi, who sent me another little surprise, which was also really, really nice of him to do that. So it was just a shame you couldn't be there, Ross, but we had a great day. And thanks again to you and to Virgin Radio. Thanks, bye.
What a story that was. Your mum dropping what? Clangers.
Releasing some wind because she was paranoid.
I love it. What a story. What a legend Hugh Jackman
totally,
is.
Totally.
Well done. And what else did you get her? You got another little gift. What else was it?
No, I just got her a dinner. That's all.
That's so sweet. That's a good brother.
That is something that she's going to remember for the rest of her life. Well
done. Thank you, guys. Thank you to you guys for sorting that out.
Well done, small Rossi. Well done, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.